the courts have said that exceptional and extremely unusual hardship is a stricter standard than extreme hardship. Okay, that's what courts have said. And okay, that's the way they adhere to it. But it's not necessarily that way, because if you look at the word extreme, extreme means way over here, way to the edge, way to the edge. Okay. The only thing worse than extreme in when you look at the terms that they could use is unconscionable, and that's against the law. So extreme is slapped right up against it. So the courts have tried to slide in a new concept called exceptional and extremely unusual. Well, the idea is this: ordinary cases don't win. So whether you have an extreme hardship case or an extremely exceptional and extremely unusual hardship case, don't get hung up on the terminology. Just think that your case has to be vastly different than the ordinary case, okay? And let me explain that a little clearer here. Okay, think about it this way. Ordinary hardship is losing hardship. Extreme hardship, or exceptional and extremely unusual hardship, is winning hardship. I'm going to give you some quotes from some cases here. This is from an extreme hardship case. And this is how it was defined in the case. Without a showing of significant and actual potential injury substantially different and more severe than that suffered by the ordinary alien who is deported, extreme hardship would not be found. Significant or actual potential injury substantially different, more severe than that suffered by the ordinary alien who is deported. Okay, now let's move fast forward of 10 years, cancellation, removal, courts trying to redefine hardship in light of the new term. What did the court say? An immigrant must provide evidence of harm to his spouse, parent, or child, and we're going to talk about qualifying relatives in a little bit, substantially beyond that which ordinarily would be expected from the alien's deportation. Substantially beyond that which would ordinarily be expected. Ordinary versus extreme. Think of hardship in that context. Ordinary is losing. Extreme is winning. Now, courts have also said, right, that most cases are ordinary. So if you were drawing a hardship spectrum, okay, from 0 to 100%, ordinary, 50%, that's still ordinary. That's still average. It's ordinary. So 51%, is that extreme? No way. That's unusual. Maybe. But it's not extreme. 60%? Maybe. 70%? Okay, 90 is unconscionable. So it's somewhere, I would say it's somewhere between, you know, a 70 to a 90% hardship. But it's subjective, okay? Like I said, it's the officer how they see it. It's how they see it. It's not like, you know, you get 3 points for having a child that's 7 years old and 4 points for a child that's 8 years old. No, it's not like that. Okay, so, but, It is a continuum. Most immigrants have hardship. Most immigrants have problems, okay? The difference is this: the evidence, how you present it. I've had young couples come to me, no children, barely newlywed, one's an immigrant, and we proved extreme hardship. Why couldn't this family afford to do it? Because you don't think they had it? They probably did. But they didn't present the case, or whoever they had helped them present, didn't delve into the what was necessary to win that. So you have to take it upon yourself. And don't buy into some simple formula. Why? Well, let's start with the idea that of ordinary. Is there really an ordinary alien? Is there really an average immigrant? Is that a family with two kids, three kids, four kids, ages 7, 8, 11, 14, earning $10,000 a year, $30,000 a year, driving a beat up 63 Chevy, or a relatively new Toyota? What type of dreams do they have? Is it someone that just wants to sit around in the backyard every Sunday and have a party? Or is it someone whose kids, inspiring their kids to become astronauts and doctors and accountants? What type of job does the ordinary alien work? What type of job does the average immigrant work? I don't believe there's an ordinary alien. And every case I take is to show that it's not an ordinary alien. And that's the way you must think about your case. And those helping you must think about it. You are not ordinary.